This is Taylor Truckee coming to you from the 87th Annual National FFA Convention and Expo in Louisville, Kentucky. I'm sitting with Jeff Simmons, president of ELANCO, who just stepped off the stage after speaking to over 60,000 FFA members here in Louisville. And wow, what an experience. Listening to him was truly exciting and motivating. He was talking about their Enough campaign and movement with Feed the Nine and the work that they're doing to feed hungry people across the world and to really end the need for a safe and reliable food supply. So with that, would you like to tell us a little bit about why this is so important to you and what started your passion for the Feed the Nine campaign?
Yeah, I mean, great to talk to you, Taylor. You know, there's no question that, and I said this today, and I'll get to this main point, I just talked to the generation, the 87th FFA generation. This generation will end hunger in their lifetime, in their careers. We believe strongly that it's down 40% since I came to this convention in 1985. So we have momentum. We are there. So the essence of my message was just your question. We have to get the hunger inside ourselves. We're all created to have this one hunger. We've got to feed it. When we do, watch out. We live this life we're supposed to live. And this generation of FFA leaders, by doing that, they'll be so inspired themselves that they will end hunger by 2050. You know, it happened to me. I told a story. I just, over the course of the last 6-7 years, running into too many what I say wrongs that need to be made right. You know, I told the story of Teresa today, a lady 4 blocks from our office struggling with this urban city food problem, and she's struggling just to feed her kids and the nuisance of mealtime to fill them up. And hating to send her daughter to school. That can't go on. And so to me, personally, it's so personal to me, this is something that I'll play some small part, but I'm not gonna quit till I'm done, you know, with my working days to help make that wrong right. Everybody deserves food. And we're gonna do that. And who I just talked to, they will do it. They will lead us there.
That is great. With that, you did deliver that call to action to FFA members to share their story and to become global leaders in the food movement and providing that safe food supply. How do you expect them to go forward and share their story and begin to take those steps to act?
Yeah, I think it's been a theme. We sat yesterday, 20 CEOs upstairs here in this building from agriculture, all the big kind of brands of agriculture sat around. And that was the essence of the discussion is we must, you know, activate this generation to use their cell phones and to tell, you know, Donnie Smith gave a tremendous, one of the best leaders in agriculture last night, CEO of Tyson, giving this talk of, hey, you know, tell my ag story. It's a hashtag, it trended top in the country last night. We got to tell our story. I built on that today and said, we tell our story, but then we've got to advocate. We got to step in the chasms of places of people that don't know agriculture. We got to go see faces of hunger. We've got to act, lead, innovate. We got to come up with the next generation of innovation. So it's about doing and not waiting till, well, let me get out of college. These FFA chapters are great little chasms to take action. FFA advisors help do that. So that's the essence was my message.
Great. I did want to ask to dig a little bit deeper, and I know you mentioned a few stories where you had interacted with families that were struggling to feed their kids and themselves. Is there something deeper that drives you and keeps you going and makes you jump out of bed in the morning to keep pushing this message out to not only FFA members, but across the country? I know Feed the Nine has a hashtag on social media, whether it's Twitter, Instagram,
right.
And it's been very successful so far since it launched.
Right. Yeah, we've started a movement that is exciting, you know, called the enoughmovement.com. And it's we brought over 5,000 T-shirts. We blasted them off into the crowds today. They're at our booth. We've had tremendous, probably the most interaction we've ever had at an FFA booth, where kids are drawing on boards, telling their story, what they're going to do, how they're going to innovate to help feed the world, get a T-shirt, join this movement. And they're joining thousands from all over the world saying, hey, we're going to end hunger. We've had enough. We have enough. We've talked enough. Let's go. That's the enough movement. And the hashtag is Feed the Nine. We will feed the 9 billion people. And, you know, it's all personal to us. And I think we're asking people, get out in these communities. We're going to take 100 communities and break the cycle of hunger in the next 5 or 3 years. Why? Because when we get close to those wrongs, and I highlighted a man today, an FFA member, when he sees his Teresa that I saw and the wrongness of that, it creates a resolve and a determination. It can be done. there's not an answer right now for Alzheimer's or fully for cancer, but the number one disease in the world is malnourishment, and we have the answer. And these blue jackets will be the ones that lead us to that answer.
With Elanco being a leader in the animal health industry, how do you see them stepping forward to help farmers and agricultural producers make the changes and the improvements that you discussed in your speech, especially whether it's milk production?
Why I'm here is not only this is the next generation, there's no model better than FFA. It's not just classroom, but it's that activating, you know, it's the SAE programs, it's the let's put it into work. And then it's FFA leadership. And that triangle is a model that companies like ours say, you get a different kind of a leader when they come out of the FFA. We all fight to hire as many as we can because they get it, they understand, but they've done it. And I think the big thing here is you've got to start. Even if it's a bad idea, it doesn't work. Jump in from welding to growing greens in a greenhouse to how do you raise 10 animals in on less water. I mean, these are the kind of things that stimulate minds. I remember projects I had. They aren't necessarily the essence of what I'm doing now, but it created this open mind. We can do this. And that's what FFA does.
Again, you gave an excellent speech today, and I know a lot of students and FFA members were motivated and inspired to make a change in their communities and around the world. With that, do you have a piece of advice that you would give to the over 600,000 FFA members that we have in this country?
Yeah, I think it's simply, as we said at the end, it's time to you chase after and you find that hunger. Go see a hungry face, go jump into a project or your chapter or whatever, and then you feed it, do something. And the do something is simply tell your story like you've never told it before and tell it to people that don't know our story. And then do something in terms of, you know, an SAE project, an innovation, do something to activate a solution now. Don't wait. Because I did say there will be another day out there, that crucial day of when people judge us on, hey, what did you do with what you were given? The next generation of FFA members, history, you know, God will judge. We don't want to have any regrets. The theme of this FFA convention is go all out. We need to go all out, and it'll be a positive ending story by 2050. Thank you.